prominent Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi shocked the world. It was October 2nd when Khashoggi was last seen at Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. That is in Turkey. He entered but reportedly never came back. Now over a week later, officials from Turkey said that the Saudis murdered the journalist after he entered its diplomatic station. To which the Saudi Arabian officials made a statement now that journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing more than 2 weeks ago, is dead, blaming a fight inside the nation's consulate in Istanbul. Jamal Khashoggi, who was a Washington Post journalist and exiled Saudi critic, wasn't always cynical about the Saudi government. In fact, he had a history of working very closely with the Saudi government, even serving as an advisor to senior Saudi officials for some time. Khashoggi's vocal support for reforms often got him into several troubles, even forced out from newsroom leadership position in Saudi Arabia on several occasions. He advocated for equal rights for women, criticized the kingdom's crackdown on human rights activists. Khashoggi fled Saudi Arabia in September 2017 and went into the exile to the United States, where he joined Washington Post and became even more outspoken and openly criticized the Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen, as well as Mohammed bin Salman's leadership. So what exactly led to his sudden disappearance and murder? Well, to answer this, we have our business and finance editor Akhilesh Bhargav giving us more insights.
Heather, Saudi Arabia in recent times has placed an order for defense equipment of $115 billion on American companies. It was because of Saudi Arabia and Israel coming together that US agreed to impose fresh sanctions on Iran. It is in this background that Saudi Arabia was organizing, or rather is organizing, this event called Davos in the Desert, starting from the 23rd of October. All the world's top bankers, including the Treasury Secretary of America, were scheduled to attend it. And then comes this event. This event is clearly one where there has been state involvement in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. And the reaction has been interesting. It's not that Saudi Arabia is conducting this kind of an act for the first time. It has a history of murdering, eliminating dissent right throughout. They have eliminated all kinds of dissidents in their history. So it's not the first time. But the reaction against Saudi Arabia has been huge for the first time. The world is now taking notice of it. And what has been the reaction? Davos in the Desert has been a favorite, or rather, it is supposed to be a poster child of an event for Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia and its de facto ruler. And participants have started pulling out. The Treasury Secretary of America is pulling out. The HSBC head is pulling out. Many top bankers and investment bankers who would not want to miss this event, because Saudi Arabia is trying to position itself as the investment destination of the world. It needs to reinvent itself. And this was supposed to be that event. And that event is now going to be a damn squib, because everybody who matters is reacting against this murder of Jamal Khashoggi. The Washington establishment is reacting, world press is reacting, and all those who matter, who can put pressure on Saudi Arabia that this is not the way it should be ruling its country, or it should be murdering dissidents. This reaction, for some, is like another Arab Spring in the making. I don't think this is going to be an Arab Spring. I don't think Mohammed bin Salman is going to be dethroned from his position. But I do think that Saudi Arabia is now not going to be able to conduct its affairs with the kind of insouciance and indifference that it normally conducts. Saudi Arabia is going to be forced to be changing, because these kind of murders are not going to be accepted.
This is not the first time that Saudi Arabia had killed one of its journalists. It has a long history of murdering its citizens and suppressing their voices, whosoever tried to be vocal against the Saudi government. But after Jamal Khashoggi's suspicious murder, It is a turning point for the Saudis and the world is taking notice of it. Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.